This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. One last chance at the British Supreme Court is all that stops life support from being withdrawn from Alfie Evans. His parents simply want a diagnosis offered at an Italian hospital. British health and hospital officials are now fighting that on a second front as demonstrations outside Alfie's Liverpool hospital are growing. Those on the autistic spectrum and people with mental disabilities may not be safe living in Holland. Researchers, including a medical doctor who serves in the British House of Lords, looked at capacity tests and doctor assessments and found them insufficiently stringent, found they also provided no safeguards against biases of medical caregivers. Six subjects of their research were given medical death. And a story at lifenews.com tells how school parents are protesting school sex education April 23rd. This is Life News Radio. Would King Herod be an abortionist if he were alive today? Herod tried to kill baby Jesus, and today people who blame Christians for cultural divides are quite openly wishing Jesus had been among Herod's other victims. What is our answer to the rhetoric of a culture of death, the same love that protected Jesus in his holy family? Love is the author of life, and love is what creates a culture of life. Planned Parenthood is planning for your vote in November. They are spending $30 million to make you think pro-life votes don't count. And related to that, on her book tour, Cecile Richards says she doesn't mind people being pro-life as long as they recognize their views don't belong in public life. Oops. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.